十二，崇明县2016年高三英语二模试卷。
1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Excuse me, I am looking for the novel Harry Potter.
I'm afraid it's out of stock. You'll have to place an order.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. Pamela, I'm disappointed with your work lately. You've been late 3 times in the past month. And last month you gave shoes of a wrong size to a customer.
Sorry, Mr. Jacobs. I promise to be more careful.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. How long does it take you to drive to the office?
Usually about 10 minutes if there is not much traffic. But if I can't leave before 8 a.m., it takes 5 minutes more.
Question. How long does the man probably spend traveling to work by car when there is heavy traffic?
4. Oh, take a look at the price of this shirt.
Gosh, you can get 4 of them for the amount in other shops.
Question.What does the woman mean?
5. Sometimes when I'm busy, I let my 26-month-old daughter watch videos. Can this help her language development?
It probably won't hurt, but TV and videos are poor substitutes for parents' involvement.
Question. Which is a better way for baby's language development, according to the man?
6. I'm looking for a good place to have dinner with friends. Could you recommend a place?
The best choice is probably Nutford Terrace. It isn't too far from here.
Question. What are the two speakers mainly talking about? 7. Have you heard the news? The manager posted this month's work schedule.
He did? Where?
Question. What does the woman mean? 8. Helen's going to have a birthday party on Friday evening. She's invited a lot of people. If everyone turns up, there will be a squeeze in her house.
But a few people said they couldn't go, so I think it should be okay.
Question. What might be a problem for Helen's birthday party, according to the man?
9. That's an awfully heavy sweater for a day like today.
Well, I'm going to be at a lecture in the hall for most of this morning. And you know what the air conditioning is like in there?
Question. What does the man imply? 10. Well, you're back from the cinema. How did you like the film?
It was well worth the ticket. But for your recommendation, I would have missed it.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
All the beautiful fairy tales and masterpieces that you have encountered during your childhood remain as warm memories in your adulthood. This time, let's enjoy the world of masterpieces through English. When you enjoy reading, your ability to understand English will also rapidly improve. This series of Reading Room are a special comprehension program designed to improve reading comprehension for beginners whose command of English is not satisfactory or who are elementary, middle, and high school students. With this program, you can enjoy reading masterpieces in English with fun and efficiency. This carefully planned program is composed of 5 levels. The texts are rewritten according to the levels of the readers by an expert editorial staff of native speakers on the basis of standard American English. Therefore, it will be of great help even for the students who want to learn English. With this program's level-by-level system, you are able to read famous texts in English and enjoy the true pleasure of the world's language. Please engage yourself in the fun of reading English through Reading Room.
Now listen again, please.
All the beautiful fairy tales and masterpieces that you have encountered during your childhood remain as warm memories in your adulthood. This time, let's enjoy the world of masterpieces through English. When you enjoy reading, your ability to understand English will also rapidly improve. This series of Reading Room are a special comprehension program designed to improve reading comprehension for beginners whose command of English is not satisfactory or who are elementary, middle, and high school students. With this program, you can enjoy reading masterpieces in English with fun and efficiency. This carefully planned program is composed of 5 levels. The texts are rewritten according to the levels of the readers by an expert editorial staff of native speakers on the basis of standard American English. Therefore, it will be of great help even for the students who want to learn English. With this program's level-by-level system, you are able to read famous texts in English and enjoy the true pleasure of the world's language. Please engage yourself in the fun of reading English through Reading Room.
Questions. 11. What is Reading Room mentioned in the passage?
Twelve. Who may find Reading Room most useful?
13. Which of the following is true about Reading Room?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Have you ever felt sleepy while working? If so, maybe your body or brains are trying to tell you it's time for a break. Instead of ignoring such signals, maybe it's time you should try working smarter, not harder. First, take breaks or even naps. Your brain is your most important tool when it comes to work, but it does have limitations. In fact, your brain can only remain focused for about 90 minutes at a time. That's why it's important to take a 15-minute break every hour and a half to restore your attention. Better yet, if your company allows it, take a 20-minute nap once during the workday. Research suggests that napping helps you think more clearly and memorize things better. Second, stay mobile and work in blocks. Enterpriser and author Joe Runyon urges workers to try his workstation popcorn method. First, break down your office to-do list into clear tasks. Throughout the workday, try moving to a different work area for each new task. That way, you're staying active and giving your mind a natural break between tasks. With a refreshed sense of focus, you'll be working smarter than ever.
Now listen again, please.
Have you ever felt sleepy while working? If so, maybe your body or brains are trying to tell you it's time for a break. Instead of ignoring such signals, maybe it's time you should try working smarter, not harder. First, take breaks or even naps. Your brain is your most important tool when it comes to work, but it does have limitations. In fact, your brain can only remain focused for about 90 minutes at a time. That's why it's important to take a 15-minute break every hour and a half to restore your attention. Better yet, if your company allows it, take a 20-minute nap once during the workday. Research suggests that napping helps you think more clearly and memorize things better. Second, stay mobile and work in blocks. Enterpriser and author Joe Runyon urges workers to try his workstation popcorn method. First, break down your office to-do list into clear tasks. Throughout the workday, try moving to a different work area for each new task. That way, you're staying active and giving your mind a natural break between tasks. With a refreshed sense of focus, you'll be working smarter than ever.
Questions. 14. What does the speaker mainly want to tell us?
What's the purpose of taking breaks every hour and a half?
16. What is a feature of Joel Runyon's workstation popcorn method?
6. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning, Sunshine Travel Agency. Can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to ask about the 4-day package tour from Newcastle to London.
Sure. What's your question?
I read your leaflet. The trip starts off every Thursday, right? Can I join the trip on July the 30th?
Let me check. July 30th is the coming Thursday. I'm afraid it's full. It's summer holiday now. Many people travel to London.
Oh, how about the Thursday after?
Yes, there are still places on August 6th. How many people are going?
My husband and our two children will go with me. Is there any discount for children under 12?
Sorry, the price for children is the same. £720 each person is already cheaper than other agencies.
It's okay. I'd like to book it.
Great. Tell me your name and your telephone number, please.
Lisa Garcia, and my telephone number is 197-6344-5829.
Okay. Be sure to pay for it either online or at our agency at least 5 days before departure.
Well, I see. Thank you.
Now, listen again, please. Good morning, Sunshine Travel Agency. Can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to ask about the 4-day package tour from Newcastle to London.
Sure. What's your question?
I read your leaflet. The trip starts off every Thursday, right? Can I join the trip on July the 30th?
Let me check. July 30th is the coming Thursday. I'm afraid it's full. It's summer holiday now. Many people travel to London.
Oh, how about the Thursday after?
Yes, there are still places on August 6th. How many people are going?
My husband and our two children will go with me. Is there any discount for children under 12?
Sorry, the price for children is the same. £720 each person is already cheaper than other agencies.
It's okay. I'd like to book it.
Great. Tell me your name and your telephone number, please.
Lisa Garcia, and my telephone number is 197-6344-5829.
Okay. Be sure to pay for it either online or at our agency at least 5 days before departure.
Well, I see. Thank you.
Complete the form. Write one word for each answer. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation.
Gosh, have you seen this, Richard?
Seeing what?
In the paper. It says there's a man going round pretending he's from the electricity board. He's been calling at people's homes, saying he's come to check that their appliances are safe. Then, while they're not looking, he steals their money, handbags, whatever, and makes off with them.
But you know, Jane, it's partly their own fault. You should never let anyone like that in unless you are expecting them.
It's all very well to say that, but someone comes to the door and says electricity or gas, and you automatically think they're okay, especially if they flash a card to you.
Does this man have an ID then?
Yes, that's just it. It seems he used to work for the electricity board, so the police are warning people, especially senior citizens, not to admit anyone unless they have an appointment.
But what does he look like? Surely they must have a description.
Oh yes, they have. Let's see. In his 30s, tall, dark hair, and a northern accent.
Well, we should all pay special attention to such a man.
Now listen again, please. Gosh, have you seen this, Richard?
Seeing what?
In the paper. It says there's a man going round pretending he's from the electricity board. He's been calling at people's homes, saying he's come to check that their appliances are safe. Then, while they're not looking, he steals their money, handbags, whatever, and makes off with them.
But you know, Jane, it's partly their own fault. You should never let anyone like that in unless you are expecting them.
It's all very well to say that, but someone comes to the door and says electricity or gas, and you automatically think they're okay, especially if they flash a card to you.
Does this man have an ID then?
Yes, that's just it. It seems he used to work for the electricity board, so the police are warning people, especially senior citizens, not to admit anyone unless they have an appointment.
But what does he look like? Surely they must have a description.
Oh yes, they have. Let's see. In his 30s, tall, dark hair, and a northern accent.
Well, we should all pay special attention to such a man.
Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。